Finally, this hour, some electronic music built around a very old instrument. The music comes from an artist who records under the name Panthe du Prince, and his instrument of choice is the carillon, essentially large bells often heard in churches. His new album is a collaboration with the percussion ensemble The Bell Laboratory. It's called Elements of Light, and Will Hermes has this review.
It's a point of pride for electronic musicians to come up with novel sounds. So I was duly impressed to hear that one of my favorites had made a record in which his laptop plays second fiddle to an ancient instrument he heard ringing out from the city hall in Oslo, Norway. I've been entranced by this record ever since I first heard it, which maybe isn't surprising. The power of bell tones cuts across cultures. Tibetan bells are used for meditation and healing, and the carillon used by Panthe du Prince and his collaborators on Elements of Light has its roots in European culture. But the album also reminded me of Mike Oldfield's unlikely 1973 hit Tubular Bells, which also combined the structure of classical music with the melodic and rhythmic directness of pop. Panthe du Prince's record features tubular bells too, alongside the carillon, handbells, rack bells, choir chimes, vibraphones, gongs, and more, all yoked together with, but not overwhelmed by, electronics. Rhythms form patterns that thicken and then decay, taking just enough left turns to keep things interesting, while the bell reverberations add natural drones and an inescapable sense of history. To perform Elements of Light, Panthe du Prince is planning site-specific shows, since touring with a carillon would be difficult at best. Maybe he'll make it to New York's Riverside Church, which has a carillon with one bell weighing in at 20 tons. In an era when the history of recorded music is available on our cell phones, it's an interesting idea. Music that can only be made in a fixed location, and you have to go to it, not the other way around. Anyway, while Panthe du Prince works that out, I'm happy to have this recording of Elements of Light and its truckload of gorgeous percussion right here in my pocket.
The new album by Panthe du Prince and the Bell Laboratory is called Elements of Light. Our critic, Will Hermes, is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Michael Schweppe. We had engineering support from Daniel Shukin.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Rob Ballinger, Justine Kennan, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.